Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
One, two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello,
nine, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12,
13,
14,
15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Are we on?
Yep. Hello?
You're on. I see you.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
I'm judging you and you and you.
Stop poking.
Welcome to the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. It may not be 15, it may be 13, it may be 14, it may be 25. We don't care. But it needed a name. Hey, so good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening, Froggy.
Good morning.
And there's Gandhi.
Hello.
And Skiri.
Hi.
Straight Nate.
Hey.
There's Scotty B.
Hello.
There's Danielle.
Hello.
There's Garrett.
Yep.
Brody sitting down in his beautiful den. Hi, Brody in the den. We're missing
Sam.
Where's producer Sam? Is she coming in?
I don't know.
She's not usually in the podcast.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, so let me ask you. What are we doing today? We had a theme. Nate.
Weird shit
Nate,
you've ordered.
Hold on. Nate is not focused.
Put your phone down, Nathaniel.
I'm trying to find my thing. Well, we were going to talk about the strangest thing you bought online. We started that yesterday. But
why didn't you bring it in today?
What?
You're supposed to bring it in for show and tell.
Well, I don't have it yet, but I'm going to show you. It's arriving today.
Okay. So the theme is the dumbest thing you've ordered online? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it started because, I will show you, I was on eBay and I was like, oh, I remember this game called Stratego. Mm-hmm. You guys remember that?
Absolutely, Stratego.
Yeah. Love Stratego. It's like chess meets Risk anyways. My brother and I would always play and he would always kick my ass. There was one time where I was about to win and then he takes the board and throws it across the room and I haven't played Stratego since. So
wow.
I found the exact... What,
it scarred you.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, I finally won, right? But I found the same box from the 80s that we had, the same set. It has all the pieces. It's barely been touched.
It's like red and blue pieces, right?
Correct, Elvis.
Yeah, I remember
the
that.
Marshal and the general and all this stuff.
The bomb.
My eBay account. So anyway, I found the exact thing, and it's arriving today. I can't wait because I'm going
to
play with Heather.
That's not stupid. This is supposed to be stupid crap you ordered. That's not stupid at all.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's the thing. So I could have bought it, right, in the box that they currently have, but I wanted the same looking box that we had growing up. So instead of spending $9.99, okay, I had to spend $85.
Wow. Damn. Yeah, but the quality is way different. It's much better back in the 80s. The pieces
Correct.
Are made of crap now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, that's got to smell funny.
Yeah, the box has a few, like, I don't know, mildew stains or something, but the pieces and the set is all intact. So I can't wait for that to get here today. So excited.
Wow. Well, I mean, look at Lite-Brite. You buy a Lite-Brite now, and it's this thin, and it's not the same. Back in the day, it was that big box with the pins that you put in.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back then, it was the same size as a sign in Times Square.
Yeah.
These kids today with their new toys.
Oh, shut up, Brody.
All right, so, Froggy, what stupid crap did you buy online?
Okay, so it was a gift for Lisa for Christmas, but it's something that we're all using, and it really is very stupid, but it works so good. It is a T-shirt folder. This is like the one they use in the stores.
At the Gap.
Yeah, look at this. So you take the shirt.
It looks like
You take this shirt and you put it on there, and you fold it, and then you as the shirt's laying there, you take this side, and it folds the stuff over, and you take this side.
No. Get a shirt and demonstrate.
And you fold.
Yeah.
I can't do it here holding it up in the air, and then you take
your
it
shirt
when you're
off.
Done, and you fold it, and your shirt is
your
perfect
shirt
when you're done.
Huh.
Seems like a lot of
effort.
And
then how do you get the perfect shirt off of the contraption?
It's laying there the whole time.
Huh.
It's just laying there.
Just like Lisa.
Actually, it kind of looks sad.
Very similar, yes. Wow, you must be watching sometimes.
Damn. I kind of like that.
No. If you bought me gifts like that, I'd just lay there. I wouldn't give you.
Hey, Elvis.
Yes.
On the Elvis Duran morning show today, Danielle asked a question about who T-shirts were designed for and why they were invented.
Right.
And she said it was for guys who were too dumb to iron or sew buttons.
Yes.
So Froggy just took it one step further.
That's
he
it.
He took the dummy's T-shirt and found a device because he can't fold a shirt.
You know what, Brody? Eat my ass. I'm telling you right now. When you go to fold a shirt.
That's a Christmas present.
No, it's not. You know
yes,
what? If
it
you
is.
No, if you had one, you would like it. Trust me, because every shirt, it's folded so nicely now.
So buy me one and send it here, and I'll try it.
And then you'll say you're sorry.
On the floor.
Okay. Yeah.
I fold mine two-fold. Who cares?
They look like shit.
You know what? Okay.
Who cares?
The question was, what stupid thing did you buy? And you just admitted on here that a Christmas present you bought for your wife is stupid shit.
Yeah.
I
heard it. I don't know if you heard it. Hey, Gandhi, what do you have?
Okay, so I told you guys a while ago that I found a really random hair, and then there's one in my nose that's been bothering me a lot, but have any of you guys ever tried to pluck a nose hair?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It hurts.
Like hell.
It brings tears to your eyes.
I sneeze.
Yeah. And the Nair specifically says, don't stick this up your nose.
Yes.
So I was like, what do? I need to get rid of a nose hair. Enter the tiny little razors. These are specifically for your facial hair. Ooh. I know you're not supposed to stick it in your nose, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Be careful.
I got to get this
careful.
Hair. I got to get it. It's so annoying. And every time I pull on it, I start sneezing and my eyes start watering and it's terrible. Oh. And all I can think about is this nose hair.
I know, but Gandhi, if you stick that blade up your nose and you hit that little artery that bleeds.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're going to bleed out. You're going to bleed
out. Not going to do it. It's just going to be right here.
Can
just
you
right,
use those
right
in your
there.
Ear, like if you have ear hair?
It doesn't say where to use it. It just says sharp stainless steel blades for quick, precise facial grooming. It's called Japanesque, not a client. But yeah, it doesn't tell you where not to put it.
I wouldn't be sticking those up my holes. But you know what? I have the electric nose hair trimmer. It's great.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's fabulous.
I didn't even know that existed. Okay, note to self.
It rattles my brain. I tried it one time and I can't do it.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm not the only one with a random nose hair that needs to be handled. Thank God.
I've got lots of them. No, my nose looks like Don King's head.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Scary forgot to bring his show and tell dumb thing he bought online in today, so he's going to show us on a photo.
Right, so I went out to go Google to look for a picture, and I thought it was a one-of-a-kind thing, or very limited, but now I see that it's like been mass-produced. It is a... It is a Super Mario Brothers light box lamp that I bought for $67. Now, as you can see there.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, but mine doesn't look as good as that. Mine is like a light brown wood. I think I got the bootleg version. I don't know. I was drunk one night. I overpaid for it because this thing is like $29. and apparently, you could just buy it on some website. But I thought, I'm like, ooh, a rarity. And I found it on eBay, and it just sits on my shelf. I don't even plug it in. But it's still
there. What, batteries?
I like it.
No, it plugs in. There's just a plug. That's it.
You said you don't plug it in.
No, I don't plug it in. It's just sitting there as like, and people come into my house and like,
why don't you plug it in?
Is that like the Super Mario's thing?
And I think you're gonna get a lot more enjoyment out of it if you plug it in.
Yeah. I thought it was an antique up until just now.
Dude, good thing you have a girlfriend. Good thing you have a girlfriend. Because if you were a single guy I was a girl, if I was a girl coming over your house and I saw a Super Mario lamp in this guy's house that I was potentially about to sleep with, I'd be like, it's kind of that's weird.
I think it's kind of cool. Scary.
Thank you guys.
I mean, I find you very bizarre, but
I'd just be annoyed that you kept saying Super Mario.
We say Mario here in the Northeast.
That's what it is.
I know. I heard three of you say it. It's Mario.
Hold on. I'm in the Northeast. I don't say Mario.
Right. Well, you say it wrong. You say it wrong.
Brody, I mean, it's wrong, Brody, but you say it how you want.
Brody, what were you trying to say? Brody's levels are really low today, by the way. What's up, Brody?
Am I low? I'll raise the game.
Why don't you talk into the microphone?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Why don't you bring your item in?
Brody, what did you want? Brody was dying to say something to Scary. Now
I said he doesn't keep that lamp in his house. He keeps it in his van. The kids love it.
Oh, God. So sorry we missed out on that one.
How's my volume? Is it better?
Yes. Now we can hear your your slices. Now we can hear you insulting people. Loud
there
and clear.
You go.
Hey, Garrett, what'd you bring today?
All right. So for Christmas, my son wanted a robot. And, you know, finding like a robot is weird. So I went on eBay and I bought this thing, right? So watch this.
What's it doing? Oh, my God.
Oh, it flies.
Oh, yeah, I love those things.
It flies.
That's not a waste of money. It's like a little drone.
Yeah. Nate wants one.
Ours went into the fireplace.
Oh,
and then I wanted to buy something for myself too. So I've been getting into sports cards recently, and there's this card that I knew I had growing up, but sorry, the drone thing is out of control.
You know, if you could teach that thing to fly up Gandhi's nose and cut her nose,
yes, please. Yes.
So there's a sports card I had growing up, but I knew I probably threw it out or wasted or bent it or something. So I found it. It's this card right here. It's Mark Jackson. But here's the thing. He played for the Knicks at the time in the late 80s, early 90s. Yeah. But see these two guys sitting behind him? Those are the Menendez brothers sitting courtside at a New York Knicks game.
Wow.
And this was before they became known
murders.
For what they did.
Right.
Wow.
Murders. So yeah, $13 on eBay, and it's on its route to my house.
Wow. So when you looked it up, it actually said, by the way, this is more than just a card of this player. This is the Menendez brothers.
Right. So the value of the card's going up, not based off of Mark Jackson and his talents, based off of the fact that the Menendez brothers are sitting courtside behind him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they killed their parents. Fabulous. Now, I love that. I find that interesting.
Yeah, that's cool. That's a cool purchase.
Okay, let me show you mine before we. Okay. I want to show you something that just arrived the other day that I love. These are cocktail napkins that say, looks like it's fuck this shit o'clock.
Yeah.
And I have some towels, so when you visit and you want to dry your hands in the bathroom, dry your fucking hands.
I like these. Very nice.
That's great. So I bought something else, which was just the biggest waste of money for me, and you guys know me, the productivity planner.
Oh. I like it. That's it's the thought that counts.
That will be empty.
I can't even open it.
Enjoy your coaster, Elvis.
Oh, my gosh.
When am I ever going to be productive? When am I ever going to open up this?
No.
Ever. Don't you remember that year I got crazy and Danielle and I went to Staples because I wanted to make that the year of getting organized?
Oh, my gosh. He spent so much money on organization and things to organize himself, and he never used any of it.
Cool.
I was like,
so
Elvis.
Stuff like this is a waste for me. Productivity, schmodictivity. Danielle, what'd you bring in today?
All right, so my husband loves squirrels, and he collects like all kinds of props and stuff that he actually uses when he sells houses because he's a realtor, and he makes all these cute things. So I went online and ordered him this. I got to put it on, though.
Oh, you have to put it on. We love that.
Oh.
Oh, my God, Danielle.
Oh my God.
I've got questions.
Well, I got questions.
This is horrible.
So I actually thought that he could use this in some of his closing pictures for his real estate.
Does he ever ask you to use it while you're in bed?
Not yet.
Will you if he does?
Hide his
Maybe.
Nuts?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I love it. It sounds like you're suffocating, but it's really great.
Isn't it cute?
I love it.
I love it.
I don't think that's stupid at all. This is supposed to be stupid stuff you bought off.
Yeah. This is kind of stupid.
Mine's stupid.
Scotty B, what'd you bring in? What stupid thing did you order?
I apologize. I didn't bring it in. It's in my attic, and I couldn't get to it. But it is stupid. It's an eBay purchase, and I don't know why. I was looking up old mascots from the 70s, and I bought this creepy Burger King stuffed crown guy.
Oh. Why?
I don't know, but it's still in the bag, and it's from the late 70s. And I just have it, and I don't know why I bought it.
The king went away for a while, but he came back.
Yeah,
and
the
now,
creepy
in fact,
king.
He's in brand new commercials that just started last week.
Actually, Burger King's using old logos now.
Yeah, they are.
I saw that too.
I love that.
Yeah.
Love that.
So yeah. Is it a stuffed animal or like a wooden figure?
No,
like, what is it?
It's plush.
That's worth money, man. That's worth money.
Daddy likes the plushies. Yeah.
Hey, there's a site for that.
The plushies.
Brody, what stupid thing did you buy online? What's that behind you, by the way? Up on the ledge.
That is my box of, this is a shout out to Scotty. It's my box of Mini Wheats maple,
cereal twins.
Maple brown sugar flavor. I found out from the Cereal Curious podcast, they just discontinued it.
Maple
so this
brown
is the
sugar?
Last box.
Yeah.
And do you enjoy that flavor?
Yeah, it's my favorite. Now they discontinued it. So
there's a new one coming out, cinnamon bun. You'll like that one.
All right, not the same as maple butter. Okay. Right, whatever. Okay. Okay, so when I moved out of my parents' apartment in Brooklyn, I left a lot of my old kids' toys in the kid cabinet that I had, and I left it there for God knows how many years. At some point, I went home, and I said, you know, I'll take my games. They were gone. I said, where's my smash-up derby? My mother said, oh, you didn't need that. I threw it out a couple of years ago. You haven't noticed it in 15 years. So I got really upset because I wanted it, and so I remember these big cars, you would run them up ramps, and parts would fly off. So I went on eBay. First of all, they're not quite as big as I remembered them.
Here, hold it up.
But
we can't see it.
You pull... hey, hold on.
Get close.
See that? All right. Yep. Okay. And you pull the T-stick, and it runs, right? So this was probably like $10 when I was a kid, and I bought it for like $100 on eBay.
What?
And I figured my kids would love it. So I take it out and I show them the cars, and when they crash, all the parts fly off, and they say, that's great. We getting a PlayStation?
Yeah.
So,
right.
So I've got this.
I know. You bought that for you, not your kids.
Exactly.
You must have had a gift card.
Yeah.
No, on eBay? No, I didn't have a gift card. Yeah.
Damn, bro.
Shocked.
I love that, Brody.
Yeah. So it's my childhood, but, you know, nobody wants to play with it. So,
just like your car, it hits the wall and just falls into pieces.
That's your issue.
That's it.
No one wants to play with it.
What about you, Nate? What stupid crap did you buy off online?
I started this conversation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right.
I know, but what was it?
Stratego. In a cool box.
See, that wasn't stupid at all.
In the 80s.
A cool box.
Yeah. Just the way he said it, though. I started.
Well, I guess we got to get out of here because I just looked at the time and it's fuck this shit o'clock.
Hey!
Bye.
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 The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.